When you're persistent, you get it. But when you're consistent, you keep it. This is one key factor I know has worked for many successful business owners and brand owners I know. Hi, my name is Jennifer Jibril, and you're listening to Ellipsis, the podcast. As always, we bring value to you, we give you value, and we'll make sure that you take value whenever you listen to us. And today's episode, we'll be looking at consistency. If you're a brand owner, if you do anything at all and you expect to be successful in that thing you're doing, then this is the topic for you. You have to understand that consistency is key. Everyone wants to be consistent, whether it's business you're running, whether it's an investment, whether they are supervising employees, whether they are dieting, exercising, or even parenting. Consistency develops routines and builds momentum. It forms the habits that becomes almost a second nature for you. So take, for instance, you're trying to lose weight and you're not being consistent with the routine that you have to follow. Let's say that every morning you have to jog for 10 kilometers. But once you are not consistent in jogging 10 kilometers, it means that you are not able to lose that weight that you intend. Or you're trying to lose weight still and you're told that you have to constantly take green tea. If you're not consistent in that behavior, my dear, you're not losing it and you're not going to be successful in that weight loss. That's consistency when it comes to exercising and dieting. How about consistency in business? That's a whole big deal, actually. Or consistency when it comes to branding. Where if you know that you want to be recognized with a certain thing in your brand, say, for instance, you sell shoes, and from the beginning, you've always told yourself that, man, I'm only going to sell black shoes. You have to be consistent in selling just black shoes, because that is what you be known to, what you want to be known for, that this brand sells only black shoes, or this brand sells only shoes with red soles. So if you happen to make your shoes, then you shouldn't make anything other than what you want your brand to be known for. If you say that you want your brand to be diverse, you want your brand to be known for making everything, then you give it a go and just do what you feel that your brand should be recognized with. Another example is, think about one of your goals that you've had in mind. It requires a consistent effort to push towards that goal. If you're not consistently focused on achieving it, you will likely fall back into one of your old habits, or you even lose interest. I want to be able to read a book before the end of the year, but you do not consistently pick up that book. You don't even look at it. You don't even believe that you have a book. You just find out that that goal is unachievable. Being consistent is the difference between failure and success. That's the thin line. Consistency is the line that separates failure from success. Now, I know someone, Jim Rohn. He's an entrepreneur and an author, and he once said that success is neither magical nor mysterious. Success is the natural consequence of consistently applying basic fundamentals. That is what the late Jim Rohn, an entrepreneur and an author, once said. Another leadership guru, John Maxwell, once said, small disciplines repeated with consistency every day lead to great achievements gained slowly over time. Consistency is especially important in business. When you're running a restaurant, for example, you have to be consistent because your customers come in expecting the same good food all the time. If you know that you're using 2 cubes of Maggi to cook your beans and your customers love it, then maintain the standard of using 2 cubes of Maggi to cook your beans. You're not reducing the quantity, even if it becomes more expensive, but you continue giving value. Now, take it to the event world. MCs, musicians, dancers. Well, dance, you know that there could be a new trend in dance, but MCs and musicians, I know that I'm a musician and I'm known for hitting really high notes, like, you know, but then when I stop practicing,
when I start eating things that I'm not supposed to eat, things that are not healthy, things that would actually destroy my vocals, I notice that I can no longer hit that very high register, which means I'm deviating from what I'm known for. When I begin to do things that would destroy my brand, as an MC, everyone knows that you deliver premium events. Everybody knows that if you MC their weddings or their corporate events, that you make everyone happy, you make everyone get involved in the activity for the day. But once you stop practicing, once you stop making research on the things you're supposed to do on your line of work, you begin to notice that you have dropped any kind of delivery you give when you MC events. So that's on one side. In any business, customers expect the same standards and even more. They never expect less. They never pay you for less. The last thing people want is to be surprised. They want predictability. Now let's actually face it. We live in an unpredictable world. When people get what they want, they are happy and they will return. When people get even more than they expected, they send referrals. But when people get less than they expect, trust me when I say that they will help you in destroying your business. That is one thing. Success is never always about greatness. You should know. Success is never always about greatness. It is about consistency. Consistent hard work leads to success, and then greatness comes. Consistent hard work leads to success, and eventually greatness comes. In case you still don't know what consistency means or what it means to be consistent, someone who achieves the same level of success in something, that is being consistent, or someone who is always holding the same principles or practice to achieve a certain level of success, that is being consistent, or the continual development in a steady way, is also being consistent. Now, trust me when I say that everything has an advantage, and in this case of consistency, there is almost no disadvantage. The advantages of consistency is that, one, people will know what to expect from you. They always know that, this person is good. This person will deliver 100%. This person has the best product. They sell the best burger. And they refer people and they don't want to be disappointed. That is an advantage of being consistent. People always know what to expect from you. And you also tend to deliver high quality results because you're consistent in your practices. You are efficient and you have better results as well. You know, one thing consistency does for you is that, apart from the fact that it keeps you in a constant line of success, it actually takes your level of success higher than it was. It takes your level of success higher than it was. Now, you begin to measure success and progress easier than you used to when you were not consistent. You identify areas of improvement quickly, and you are more successful at achieving your goals. These are the advantages of consistency. Now, there are 5 areas I'm going to mention for you to be consistent in. First, it's your personal brand. Your personal brand has to do with your reputation, and it should be your biggest asset. Your personal brand is your reputation, and it is your biggest asset. Being consistent on how you present yourself in person or online is very, very important. People may not always get the opportunity to meet you in person first. So it is crucial that you present yourself the same way across all platforms. Most of us have our offices on social media like Instagram and Facebook pages. How do you present your brand on these social media platforms? How do people see you when they log onto your page? How do people see you when they check you up online? Is it the same person that they would meet? Is it the same person that is associated with the brand? Is the brand representing who you are in real life? These are questions that you should actually ask yourself. Another place you should apply consistency is in your finances. The proven way to achieve your finances or your financial goal is to be consistent. All good financial practices such as budgeting, saving, and investment actually require consistency. You need to commit to doing things over and over again to reap the long-term benefits. What questions do you want to consider? Do you save? Do you have a budget? Do you invest regularly? Do you make financial decisions that match your goals? Do you spend more than you should? Do you spend more than you earn? These are questions you should ask yourself when it comes to finances. Okay, so on to the next one. Another aspect you should apply consistency is in your relationships. Now, to be well-balanced and happy individuals, you need to have healthy relationships. As with all good things, you need to invest in your relationship to get the benefit or to gain the benefits that they bring. Value your relationships and be consistent in maintaining relationships. Relationships don't just mean boyfriend and girlfriend thing. It could be work relationship. You are in a circle of some people that belong to your line of work. But how do you relate with these people? Do they love you? Do they like you? Do they listen to you? Do you listen to them? Do they see you as a snob? Do they see you as someone who do not even want to relate with anybody? You should ask yourself questions like, am I a good friend? Am I accessible? Can someone be good friends with me? How can you be more consistent in your relationships? Like I said, relationship doesn't really mean boyfriend and girlfriend thing. Okay, so one more aspect. Okay, no, two more to go actually. Is your professional life. So you should apply consistency in your professional life. Being consistent in building a track record of success in your professional life is very, very essential. Your work output should have consistent quality. As the outcomes of your work are what people in our professional lives care about the most, it is essential for them to be right. When you work for yourself or own your own business, the need to be consistent is amplified even more than when you work for someone. So, I bring it down again to being an MC. You anchor a wedding, you host a wedding, and then you put in everything you know or everything that you feel should make the wedding reception successful. And you start getting reviews like, oh, you did really well. I love it. In fact, I'm thrilled. I'm glad I hired you for the job. So, and along the line, that person that said all that to you decides to refer you or hire you for another job. And guess what? The person is present at the second job. The person expects to see the same level of energy you presented at the first job. But then, what would happen if you drop in your level of energy at that job? What do you think would happen? Do you think the person would want to refer you again? So, what do you do? It's either you maintain the same level of energy as you did in the first job, or you take it higher and make the person feel like, wow, he even did better than he did in the first job. That is consistency. You are being consistent in your professional life. The questions you should ask yourself in this case is, do you deliver high quality professional outputs consistently? And are you consistent in your line of business? And the last but not the least, your personal development. Now, you see this one. Personal development, consistency in personal development basically affects every other thing that you need to be consistent about. Consistently evaluating your progress and the areas of improvement is required to be your best self. Prioritizing your self-development and taking the necessary steps to be where you want to be is significant commitment to yourself. Ask yourself questions like, do you consistently invest in your personal growth? What are the things that you need for your personal growth? That is a very key question for you to ask. Now, you also need to ask yourself this: how can you make more personal development a priority? These are the questions that you need to ask yourself. These are the questions. And so I said, your personal development, your professional life, your relationships, your finances, and your personal brand. These are things that need consistency the most. What are my final thoughts? What areas do you think you need to be more consistent in? You have to identify them and start being consistent from the minute you listen to this podcast. That is if you're not consistent enough. And if you think you're consistent, do more. It will be very, very important to you. Another thing is, consistency and growth goes hand in hand. Striving to be more consistent will help you improve and grow. Having a mindset of being consistent will increase your value as a team member, either to yourself because your brand consists of you as a major team member, or to the many members of your team. So, having a mindset of being consistent will actually increase your value. Okay, so this is where we call it a wrap. Thank you, as always, for listening to Ellipsis, the podcast with Jennifer Jibril. And thank you for sharing. I hope I've been able to give you value as usual. And I'll come your way next time with another boom topic. Keep listening.